Listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, August 22nd.
Oh, it's almost September.
Yes. You know, we strangely got out and picked apples last weekend as a family.
It's apple season.
Because the apples were ready.
Wow.
They were ready early this year in small harvest because of the freeze, the frost last winter that killed off all the big blossoms. So they were all tiny little apples, but delicious. Apple pie.
Oh, apple, I love apple season.
Apple sauce in the
apple
Bates.
Cider. It is apple cider season in Michigan. I just saw the post on my Facebook page yesterday. Apple, the cider mill and spiced donuts and memories of childhood.
Now I'm hungry. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We're not here to talk about food, but we do have coffee.
And, we do have coffee.
And it's a fun day in studio. We do have some neat things to talk about today. What's coming up at Concordia Seminary with the opening service and the beginning of the academic year there. And also preparing to drive your tractor to church Sunday.
Sounds super fun.
Whether green or red. And I'm sure we'll have that discussion with Pastor Walters in just a little bit coming up in the second segment. With us in studio this morning, we have Dr. Jim Marriott. He's Director of Musical Arts at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. So glad to have you in studio this morning, Dr. Marriott. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's always fun to be with you guys.
New academic year beginning, new library, all exciting times.
Exciting time at Concordia Seminary. New students are checking in now. We've got orientation week this week. And yeah, just the excitement on the campus is really very palpable and fun to be part of it. So
yeah. What do you get to do to help welcome the new students and try not to scare them off?
Yeah, well, try not to scare them off. The poor new students are so overwhelmed through the orientation week, and I'm trying to run auditions for our touring choir, La Damus, at the same time. So I'm chasing new students down and trying to get them for a 5-minute choir audition and trying to talk to them about all the opportunities we have to serve musically at the seminary. And I feel for them. It's a very overwhelming time for me. I'm exhausted through the orientation week, and I can just imagine how they are as well. It's unique for me, too, this year. I've started the alternate route program, pursuing an ordination track, so I'm actually participating in some of the orientation activities as a student this year as well. So I'm splitting my time between, kind of professor and administrative responsibilities and student responsibilities, and that's a fun balance as well. So it's really a blessing to be part of it and to see a new perspective from the student's perspective as well on what's going on.
So. What is it like to have that both sides of the coin kind of thing?
The most fun thing is the relationships because, you get to know the students in a, a more personal way when you're sitting across the table from them taking a, personality assessment at the same time that they are and making snide comments on, the tediousness of some of the process. But, I look forward to getting to know the students and, I've always been one to participate in intramural sports and be really relationally connected with them. And this will give me a new opportunity to do that in even more fulfilling way. So I'm excited for that.
Intramural sports. That's another episode.
Yes, right. My passion for football. We could talk about that
for
a while. So yes.
Yes, I know.
Good.
We
right.
could. moving on.
Let's go.
You mentioned musical opportunities. What's going on with the music at the seminary this year?
Sure. So we have another really exciting year of music, and I'm just so honored to be part of what's going on at Concordia Seminary and to be able to lead the musical life there. Our theme for the academic year is Here I Am, Send Me, from Isaiah, and just so a lot of fun musical opportunities to express that in our opening service. We'll have an opening weekend hymn festival this Sunday, and we can talk more about that. And then through the academic year, our touring choir is looking at performing in the extended Midwest with two different tours. We'll be doing a trip to Chicago and Wisconsin, and Valparaiso. And then in the spring, we're looking to go to Michigan and to perform at some churches in Michigan as well. So again, we're holding choir auditions right now and trying to get the group in shape. We only have 3 returning singers from last year, so it'll be a pretty new group this year. But it's always fun to meet new students, and we have some incredible voices and musicians at the seminary. Always fun to get them in the same room together.
Bringing a new group together to make music, specifically sacred music. What a challenge lies ahead of you, I'm sure. What kind of boot camp do you run them through to really bring that, to make a cohesive group as you, and then do you select the music for the group? How does that work?
All really good questions. I do try to select the music to match the voices that I have. But with our production timeline, you know, with tour coming up so fast in October, I have to have a lot of the music planned already now, even as I'm doing auditions. So I'll hear someone's voice and kind of think, hey, they may fit, so maybe this piece will work. And so we've got some things already kind of set up. You know, really for building an ensemble, I kind of know the sound that I want out of the singers, and then for our limitations in terms of rehearsal time, sight reading is really a huge huge asset. So the students that can read well and can learn quickly, those are the ones that usually make it through the audition process. But the just so far, we've had just tremendous singers that have auditioned, and we're just so blessed. And it's fun to kind of imagine how that sound will come together when you get, you know, the group in the room. We'll probably, you know, have as few as 8 to 10 singers this year, so it's not a big group.
Wow.
You know, just knowing how that's going to be pieced together, and who's going to be on what part, and how we're going to share responsibilities. It's really fun to, you know, to kind of hear individual voices and already be shaping that sound collectively. The other, I mean, you know, personality is just as important as the sound too. Last year, we had just a great group of guys, and we had a lot of fun together, and, you know, just the way that they related to one another was really very precious, and precious to me as a leader, you know, just really modeling for the community and for the churches that we would serve what it is to be the body of Christ and to be advocating for one another and serving one another. So that I was very blessed by that last year, and I certainly would like to recreate that this year with this group of guys as well.
So. How does that experience, singing and making music during their time at seminary, serve the congregations and the ministries that these future pastors will serve?
Yeah, I hope it does a lot for them, certainly in terms of, you know, just even building a community out of individuals. And it's not about you, it's about the team and about how we work together. That's a big thing for our students in the choir experience. And then, you know, also to balance the idea of making great art and great music with also the reality of time limitations and commitment limitations. You know, we're not an academic music institution. Music is an extracurricular. Music is for fun at the seminary. And in our churches, you know, very, very few Lutheran churches have professional choirs. And, you know, I mean, the whole idea of Lutheran church music is that it would be the voice of the congregation, and it would be something that we are doing together as witness to the world. So I think we model that in what we do in our touring choir as well, that the standard of excellence is high, but it's also one that takes seriously what our Lutheran heritage of music making is, that it's the voice of the community proclaiming the gospel through music in a very genuine and authentic way, that takes seriously what our public witness is to the world.
So speaking of bringing voices together, singing the music of the church, there's a opening hymn festival happening this weekend at the seminary. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is our second year of doing this opening weekend hymn festival. Yeah. And last year it was really successful and a lot of fun. And this year we've invited Kevin Hildebrandt, cantor at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, to be our guest artist. And we're doing a number of his pieces on the program. So that's very exciting. We'll have a brass ensemble that will serve, and a mass choir that will be made up of students and staff and faculty members at the seminary, but also choir members from surrounding congregations in St. Louis. And that's one of the most fun parts about this particular hymn festival, is that it's really a gift to the St. Louis community and a collaboration of the St. Louis community, that we bring a lot of people together and try to fill the place to be able to make a cool, unified public witness of the gospel. And no better church musician to help lead us in that than Kevin Hildebrand. I mean, he's just an amazing man, wonderful musical colleague, gifted servant, mm-hmm. and his music just, you know, captures with a wonderful elegance the proclamation of the gospel. And I've really pleased with the selections that we have on the program this year. The theme of the hymn festival is the Te Deum. Mm. And so we'll start with a setting of the Te Deum 940. Yes. And then we end with 941, the Thaxted.
Everyone's favorite
yes,
Te Deum.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So we have the two great Te Deum settings from our hymnal bookending the program. Both Kevin's arrangements, nice. and they're really, really nice arrangements. And then within, a real nice diversity of hymns, Christ is Arisen, Alleluia, the African piece, All My Heart This Night Rejoices, which is kind of a long-lost Christmas hymn
that no one ever
gets to sing. And so I'm glad we get to do that. And a number of other really great hymns that we'll be singing on the program, some new hymns as well. And I'm very pleased with how the program's taking shape. We had our first choir rehearsal last Saturday for it, and had a good turnout and a really, really great sound. There's actually still room for people to come and sing in the Hymn Festival choir. So if you're hearing this right now and you want to sign up, you can email me. MarriottJ@csl.edu, and I'll get you all the information, or you can check it out on our website as well.
Very good. I was just looking at that. We'll provide the link with the program notes today.
Perfect.
As
yes.
well. And now I want to talk for another hour or two about all the hymns you mentioned.
I know, they're so good. The Christmas hymn you mentioned, is one of my favorites.
I have the Easter hymn stuck in my head.
I know.
That's right. The melody's going to be stuck in my head. I love that hymn.
There are a lot worse things stuck in your head.
Dr. Tim Marriott, Director of Musical Arts, Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. Thanks so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Yeah, truly my honor. Thank you guys very much.
Hymn Festival coming up this weekend, August 26th, right?
August 26th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Very good. Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Coming up next, green or red, which tractor are you driving to church this Sunday at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri? You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.